Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We now welcome listeners at WWNO in New Orleans. Thank you, WWNO, for making us part of what you're calling your commitment to add more news to better serve New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana. We hope we live up to that. And as you all well know there, it's a commitment that Times-Picayune journalist Mark Schlefstein has also made. He was called the prophet of Katrina's wrath for his pre-storm prediction of New Orleans' vulnerability to flooding. Then the owners of his paper said they were forced to cut the staff by half and cut the print version to just 3 days a week. So this Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist had to make a decision, stay or go. And Mark Schlefstein decided to stay. He joins us now. Mark, we know you're getting close to retirement, so you wanted to retire there, but why else did you decide to stay, even though there's a lot of anger at the cutbacks?
I see this as a way of continuing my role of reporting on key issues involving the safety of New Orleans, including issues involving coastal restoration and the hurricane risk reduction system.
You felt a responsibility to that. Well, and for the last 2 years, most of your reporting has centered on the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Catch us up on where we are. We remember when there were payouts made to people who were directly impacted by the spill, but we know that there's, you know, some debate swirling right now about a settlement and possible, you know, more payments. What's going on?
Basically, where we are is we're in this period where we're waiting to see whether or not the federal government and the states are able to reach a settlement with BP over Clean Water Act fines and over their public damages claims. And that could be literally in the billions of dollars. And then waiting in the wings is a natural resource damage assessment process, which is a separate part of the Oil Pollution Act. And that could be an additional several billions of dollars based on what kind of actual damages have been done by this spill to the environment, which are still, you know, that's still an area that's people are waiting to see exactly what's happened.
Right. And what about protection? The Army Corps of Engineers recently installed the last blocks of this 130-mile levee system that goes around New Orleans. The New York Times says it gives every appearance of strength and permanence. Your thoughts?
It does. It is a significantly improved system compared to what was in New Orleans prior to Hurricane Katrina. The easiest example of that is on the eastern side of the city. The levees prior to Katrina were maybe 15 feet high, should have been 17 and a half feet high prior to Katrina. Today, they're a combination of levee and flood wall that's 32 feet high, so that's a dramatic improvement. However, the thing to remember, though, is that that's still a system that is aimed at reducing the storm surge from a 100-year storm. In Hurricane Katrina, the way it hit the Mississippi Gulf Coast was a 400-year storm, and the way it hit that part of the Louisiana coast that I was just talking about was somewhere between a 200- and 250-year storm. So if it happened again, you would still see overtopping. The difference is that this system is designed to stay there once it is overtopped. And if they have been successful in building it that way, that means that the amount of flooding that would occur, even in an overtopping situation, would be significantly less than happened during Katrina.
Well, Mark Schlefstein, we hope to stay in touch with you as you stay at the reduced but still terrific Times-Picayune. And you know, a shout-out to our new listeners there on WWNO, you know, how they are feeling, you know, post-Katrina. Do they feel safer? But, Mark, as you write about, you know, post-Katrina, is it hard to get people to pay attention now, or are people there still, you know, demanding of you that you stay on the case?
It is an extremely important area for me to continue to cover, and there is a lot of interest in it, not only from the question of whether or not we're safe to be here and what do all these things mean to us in that context, but also in terms of the fact that both the reconstruction of the levee system and this coastal restoration process that's going to continue for the next 20 to 50 years, that's going to be a future job source for the New Orleans metropolitan area for quite a while. And so everybody's going to be very interested in that.
Mark Schlefstein, Pulitzer Prize-winning environmental reporter, still with the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. Mark, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Okay, time for a quick shout-out. I recently texted a friend, "How fat are you?" instead of how far are you? One of our producers got a text, I'm shaking up my fudge. It was supposed to be I'm picking up my cleats. Do you have spell check faux pas? Tweet them at Here and Now or at Here and Now Robin, or leave them at hereandnow.org.